Hi, parents.
Yep,
it's me again. To help cover the costs of running this podcast, you may hear some ads. But if you prefer not to hear ads or this message, there's a link in the show notes to subscribe to Premium. This also gives you access to bonus podcasts. You can listen right here on your favorite podcast player, and it's only a few dollars a month.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Fun Fables Fan Fiction. Wow, that's a lot of Fs.
Hey, it's the narrator boy here. Yes, that's right. I'm not the narrator man. The narrator man is actually on holidays at the moment. He's over in Italy. I wonder if they've got Pilates over there. Anyway, let's get straight into it. We've got lots of stories from lots of kids. Our first story comes from Kai. Kai is 9 years old and comes from New Jersey in the USA. And by the way, he has a dog named Huey. Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a family of snails. Mother snail had just had a baby snail a few months ago. He literally just got out of his shell. Sister snail recently turned 7, and brother snail is 9. Last but not least, there is Big Daddy snail. But Daddy snail wasn't just big. He was the meanest, biggest snail in the whole world. One day, Sister Snail suggested they go for a walk. Daddy Snail wanted to stay home and play video games. But Mother Snail just replied, "You need to touch some grass, honey. You haven't done that in a year." "Fine," he said. So that's what they all did. They went for a walk. Baby Snail in the front and Daddy Snail in the back. "Well then," Sister Snail said, "Daddy Snail, you don't look happy. Are you feeling okay?" Then Daddy Snail replied, "I'm fine, Honey Plum. Thank you." But just then, there was something green hidden in the bushes. It was long, green, and had big scales, and said, the family realized it was a snake! Daddy Snail was now astonished. Baby Snail started crying for his mother. Mother Snail was scared, and Brother and Sister Snail went away as fast as they could. But the snake got closer and said, "You guys look a tasty morsel. I could eat." "Oh no, you don't," said Daddy Snail. The snake was furious, and then he opened his mouth and swallowed Daddy Snail whole. But then he spat him out. Daddy Snail's shell was too big.
"Fine, I'll go and look at the big bad wolf. He's chasing Little Red Riding Hood. I wonder if Little Red Riding Hood has gone to Granny's this Sunday. Maybe she's taking some scones and her mum's extra special treats."
So then, the snake slithered away. All of the snails were saved and relieved. They thanked Daddy Snail for saving them. When they got home safe, they recognised why Daddy Snail was mean most of the time. he wanted to protect his children. So from that day on, they all listened to Daddy Snail and only walked when they didn't hear the snake. Thanks, Kai. Great story. Here's the next one.
Hi, I'm Lexi and I live in Cornwall, England with my brother and my mummy and my daddy and a cat and I've got some fish. This is my first story about Naira and I'm very excited for the narrator man to read it.
The Adventures of Naira. Chapter 1, The Nativity. Once upon a time, there was a girl called Naira. One day at school, her teacher asked the class if they wanted to do a vote for doing a show. But Naira had never done a show before, so she was very scared. The class did a vote, and 3/4 of the class voted for the show. Finally, the day of the show arrived. Naira was so scared because there were so many people. The first dance was what they called the gardening dance, which was very weird, and there was a girl swinging from the roof. Next was their song, and because it was a nativity, they did a Jesus song, and Naira was Mary. And so was Lexi, the writer of this, when she was 7 in year 2. Anyway, back to the story. At the end of the show, Naira was so happy that she asked when the next show was. Now, Lexi has done an amazing job with this story. And there's another 5 chapters, complete with illustrations. If you'd like to read the rest of Lexi's story, I've put a link to it in the show description. Okay, our next story comes from Rachel.
Hello, my name is Rachel. I am 7 years old. I live in Stockholm, Sweden. I made this story with my grandma when I was 6 years old. I hope you like it. The story's name is Kyle and his sea monster.
Kyle was sitting at the beach with his mum. Then he heard a boom and a swish and smelled something funny. It was a sea monster.
Hello.
He heard about sea monsters at school, but he'd never seen one in real life. Kyle's mum said, "Run, Kyle! The sea monster's coming!" "No, I don't want to run," said Kyle. "He's just in a bad mood."
Yes, grumble, grumble. Very bad mood.
"I learnt about him in school." "I'll call you Growly," said Kyle, "because you have been growly, but you're just in a bad mood."
Growl, growl, growl.
Kyle hopped on Growly. His mum said, "No, Kyle, he'll eat you up." But Kyle didn't listen. He went with Growly into the forest and they found a home and slept in it all night. But when Kyle woke up, Growly had gone back to the sea. Oh, good old Growly, hey? Anyway, time for another story. Our next story comes from Maggie. Now, Maggie's mum sent through a little audio recording that Maggie made to introduce her story. But unfortunately, the file didn't work on my computer for some reason. But don't worry, Maggie. Here's the next best thing.
"Hi, I'm Maggie, and I'm 4 years old, and this is my story about a cucumber named Harry. Thank you."
Oh, that was lovely, Maggie. Here's your story. There once was a cucumber named Harry and an ant named Harold. And they decided to go for a walk. And on the way, they met a big tiger. And it was scary. And they met a monkey who was on the tiger's team. And then they ran away all the way home to see if their porridge was cooled down. The end. Thanks, Maggie. Okay, and next story comes from Zoe. Zoe's 6 and comes from Orange in New South Wales. Once upon a time, there was a hippopotamus called Alfie. Whew. Another hippopotamus story. Well, this is going to be good. He had a lot of friends. Alfie was not a normal hippo because he was purple and he has a yellow nose. Alfie liked being purple because purple was his favourite colour. But sometimes he wanted to be grey like his friends and family. Once he was rolling in the mud with his friends and got mistaken for his brother. The end. Our last story today comes from Atlas. Atlas is six and comes from Sweden. Atlas's story is called The Magic Rock. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, there were two rabbits, named Rabbi and Maggie. The two rabbits loved rocks, and they both had a great rock collection.
Yeah!
Oh, hang on. Actually, I don't think this story is about rock music. Have we got any rock sound effects? Yeah, those sort of rocks. Okay, sorry. Back to the story. One day, when they were looking for new rocks in the forest, they found a rock that looked different from anything they'd ever seen. The rock was blue and green and in the shape of a rectangle. Maggie picked it up and started rubbing it clean. As soon as she did that, the rock started glowing. It grew and grew until the rock had turned into a giant boulder with a cave entrance. Since they were curious little rabbits, they went inside the cave. As soon as they got inside the cave, the entrance shut behind them. The cave was now almost completely dark. But out from the darkness came four lights. As the lights came closer, they realized the lights were eyes of two tigers. The rabbits ran as fast as they could further into the cave. Luckily, they soon found another exit from the cave. The exit led back into the forest. They kept running until they got back to their families. They were so tired that they went to bed and fell asleep immediately. Now, this is another one of our longer stories we've been sent. There's two more chapters to this story, and I don't want to spoil anything, but they're pretty good. If you'd like to read the next two chapters, there's a link in the show description. That's all we have time for in this episode. Bye-bye! Whoa, hang on a second, don't go yet. Looks like we've just had an email come through. And yes, we have another story. Actually, two stories. Looks like this is from Trish, Lucy and Alana from Ireland. And it looks like they've read them for me. Even better, so maybe it'll work.
My name is Lucy Cook, I'm Trish, I'm from Ireland. My story is about a dog, a cat, and then they were very rich. They didn't have any food, but then a spider laying golden thread let them have some. And after that, they found a pot of gold, and then they lived happily ever after. And at the end, they found chickens that were lost. The end.
Cat and dog. Once upon a time, there was two cat and dogs who were best friends. They lived in a place where there was no food. In the morning, the cat saw a sheep eating grass. The cat tried some grass. It was disgusting. And then the dog saw a tiger eating some mango in the evening. It was disgusting. So they both saw a beaver eating rubbish from the bins. But that was horrible. So they went walking through the night, and in the morning they saw a lady with a trail of sausages. They followed the trail of sausages to a place where everything was made of food. They ate all night and all day, and then dreamt of some more amazing adventures. The end.
A big thank you to everyone that sent through a story. And now, this really is the end of this podcast episode. Goodbye! Again.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for a calm and relaxing podcast to help you unwind at bedtime, why not try our brand new podcast, Fun Fables Sleepy Time Stories? Just search Fun Fables Sleepy Time Stories in your podcast player.